So one morning on my way to work at the St. Louis County Library, I typically listen to NPR in the morning, and they were covering a special announcement on the assassination of Berta Cáceres. She was an indigenous and environmental activist in Honduras, and she was actually murdered the day before her birthday. And so March is my mom's birthday. It was Dr. Seuss's birthday, I think maybe around the time at the library. And so it really resonated with me, this notion of someone being so committed to basically giving people, indigenous peoples, access to clean water, and that she would be murdered in her home to go to sleep the night before your birthday and be assassinated in your own bed the night before was just mind-blowing to me. And so I watched videos on YouTube the rest of the day, things from Democracy Now!, things from her children speaking, things from other activists, and I was motivated to write a poem. And Richard Newman, the editor at the time of River Styx, decided he wanted to publish it in the Politics issue of River Styx, which was in June. So I'm going to read that poem now. Water no get enemy. For Berta Cáceres, assassinated March 3rd, 2016, La Esperanza, Honduras. I swam the field, her body everywhere, blue cornflowers, a dam of rocks clattering mercy at her feet, seashells of bullets collected from her hair. I sing the body, hydroelectric. If you want to go wash, then water you go use. Blue and damned, standing at the bank of the Gualcarque River, telling it to keep her name out its mouth. The men came in the night, the coffin of a constellation on their shoulders, sky full of five-pronged nails, dull and glimmering at the same time, trigger fingers groping tendrils of threat, unruly eyes mirroring back dark hands soiled with terror, riddled with history's teeth, yellowing thumbnails smudging memory. The men own even the rain, even the wet body found with head full of black curls rippling like waves. No need to roll the stone away. These women don't rise on the third day, blinking in the moonlight, wrapped in invisible wire like something beautiful's gonna come. I sing the body, hydroelectric. If water kill your child, then water you go use. Her flightless voice written on the sound of water running, the sound of gunshots pattering feet upstream, the blood the last thing to come rushing, begging to be taken back home, flag hung, the ribbon cut, her lips aboard a ship, the sky rocking her broken hips to sleep, the shore hard and unforgiving, the field lies down before us, the morning sun, a mistaken flame.